Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Captify Consulting Investor Relations team, I welcome you all to the Q4 and FY26 post-earnings conference call of Platinum Industries Limited. Today on the call from the management team we have with us Mr. Krishna Rana, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Ashok Bothra, Chief Financial Officer. As a disclaimer, I would like to inform all of you that this call may contain forward-looking statements which may involve risk and uncertainties. Also, a reminder that this call is being recorded. Please note that during the Q&A session, all participants will be on mute, and as and when you raise hand, our team will be unmuting you so that you can go ahead and ask your questions. I would now request the management to detail us about the business and performance highlights for the period ended March 2026, the growth perspective and vision for the coming year, post which we will open the floor for Q&A. Over to the management team.
Thank you so much, Vinay. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us today for Platinum Industries Limited's post-earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and financial year 25-26, 2025-2026. I am Krishna Dushyant Rana, Chairman and Managing Director, and I have joined along with our Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Ashok Bothra, who will provide a detailed overview of our financial performance shortly. First, let me express my sincere gratitude to our dedicated team, valued partners, customers, and loyal shareholders for their unwavering support throughout the year. At Platinum Industries, we remain steadfast in our mission to be a leading manufacturer of high-quality PVC and CPVC additives in India and globally, delivering innovative stabilizers, lubricants, and compounds that support the construction, infrastructure, pipes and fittings, and manufacturing sectors. Q4 financial year 2026 performance, Q4 FY26 was a robust quarter that showcased the strength of our business model, successful capacity expansions, and strong demand momentum. On a consolidated basis, revenue from operations stood at 132 crores, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 37%. The performance was driven by higher volumes, improved product mix, and sustained demand in the PVC and CPVC pipe and fitting segment, aided by India's infrastructure development and urbanization trends. This growth highlights improved operational leverage and our ability to manage raw material volatility effectively despite geopolitical scenario. Our share of higher value-added products has steadily increased, which offers us better margins and growing share of business from the CPVC segment. Full year financial year 26 highlights. For the full financial year 2026, the company delivered healthy revenue growth on a consolidated basis, building on the momentum from the first 9 months. We navigated challenges, including the fire incident in our subsidiary at our Palghar facility in July 2025, where emphasis on premium low lead, calcium zinc, and hybrid stabilizers has reinforced our position with environmentally conscious customers and aligned us with the global sustainability trends. The key operational achievements during the year include the progress on the new manufacturing facility in Egypt to access high-growth international markets. The facility is expected to start commercial operations in Q3 financial year 2027. Process optimizations and efficiency improvements are in play at a new Palghar facility. Portfolio expansion, deeper penetration in domestic and export markets is being planned through introduction of new products and growing the basket of our value-added products. Our Egypt facility will play a key role in this growth strategy. These steps have enhanced revenue diversification and strengthened our competitive positioning and will continue to do so in financial year 27 and for coming years. We remain optimistic. The outlook and the strategy priorities are that we remain optimistic about financial year 27 and the long term. We reiterate our growth ambitions, targeting more than 40% revenue growth in financial year 27 and a 35% CAGR from financial year 26 to 29. This will all be supported by ramp up of the Egypt facility, enabling geographic diversification and cost efficiencies, higher utilization and scaling of our expanded and new facility in India, continued innovation in sustainable products and new product introductions to the market, prudent organic and selective growth opportunities backed by a strong technical team and R&D team, We will continue investing in capacity augmentation, technology upgrades, and R&D while maintaining financial discipline. Our focus on sustainability, operational excellence, and long-term shareholder value creation remains unwavering. Thank you. Thank you so much. I would now like to hand over to our CFO, Mr. Ashok Bothra, for a detailed review of our financials.
Ashok ji, please go ahead. You are on mute. Ashok ji, we are not able to hear you. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to present our financial results for Q4 and FY 2026. Q4 FY 2026 key highlights on consolidated basis are: revenue from operation is 132 crore, reflecting a growth of 37% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 15.3 crore, representing a growth of 95% on YoY basis. EBITDA margins was at 11.6%, up by 350% on YoY basis. PAT came at 14.8 crore, reflecting a year-on-year growth of 164%, while PAT margins stood at 11.24%, up by 543 BPS on YoY basis. For full year FY 2026, key highlights on consolidated basis are: revenue from operations stood at 450 crore, reflecting a growth of 15% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the year stood at 59.8 crore, representing a YoY growth of 4.2%. PAT came at 51.2 crore, reflecting a growth of 3.7%. On standalone basis, Q4 FY 2026 key highlights are: revenue from operations was at 132 crore, reflecting a growth of 60% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 16.1 crore, reflecting a YoY growth of 92%. EBITDA margin was 12.2%, up 198 BPS YoY basis. PAT came at 15.9 crore, reflecting a YoY growth of 152%, while PAT margin stood at 12.1%, up 439 BPS YoY basis. The results reflect strong volume growth and product mix improvement, with margins managed amid raw material fluctuation and higher employee cost post expansion. Full year FY 2026, we achieved solid top line growth for the year. PAT growth was supported by operational scaling, even as we absorbed impact from capacity expansion, raw material volatility, and net exceptional loss of 0.52 crore related to the fire incident at one of our plant of subsidiary. Net debt remained minimal, reflecting prudent financial management. Working capital was calibrated to support growth, with normalization expected going forward. FY 26 on full year key highlights on standalone basis are: revenue from operations stood at 434 crore, reflecting a growth of 34% on YoY basis. EBITDA for the year stood at 60 crore, reflecting a growth of 10% on YoY basis. PAT came at 53.5 crore, reflecting a growth of 10%. CapEx during the year focused on expanding production capability across our Indian facility, including Palghar and Egypt project. And Egypt project is in line with our long-term roadmap. Our liquidity position remains strong to fund our ongoing operation and future investments. We continue to emphasize cost optimization, supply chain efficiency, risk management, and sustainable shareholder returns. Thank you, everyone. We are now happy to take your questions.
Thank you, sir. We'll now begin the question and answer session. All those who wish to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. We'll wait for a moment till the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from Bhargav Buddhadev. Please go ahead. Yes, Bhargav.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Bhargav.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is that if you look at your guidance for FY27, you've highlighted a 40% revenue growth. Is it possible to break this up into how much are you guiding from India and how much are you guiding from Egypt? And within India, if you can also highlight what could be the expected revenue from CPVC, which is the new business which is driving growth for you.
Thank you, Bhagubhai, for this question. I would like to I would like Mr. Ashok Bothra to answer this.
So 10% of the top line will come from Egypt operation and rest from Indian facility for FY27. And CPVC, we are quite hopeful of achieving very decent high growth in FY27.
And if you look at the fourth quarter, there was some pressure in terms of gross margins. Is this primarily on account of rising share of CPVC?
No margins as compared to Q3 FY26, it is almost at the same level. But because of this geopolitical scenario, raw material price went up in March. So there may be some hiccups, temporary hiccups, but otherwise, GP margin are intact.
Okay, so have you taken any price hikes in the month of April to offset the rise in raw material prices?
So it is an ongoing process. We keep on passing on to the maximum possible.
So can we expect gross margins to again bounce back in the first quarter?
So we don't see, dip in the margin on long-term basis. So if the raw material price, comes at a stable level, then we will be able to maintain the margins also. But otherwise, there is a time lag, in passing on the margins.
Okay. And when do we expect the Egypt plant to start contributing? Would it be the third quarter or the fourth quarter?
It's Q3.
Okay. So Q3, you can start booking revenues.
Yes.
Thank you very much and all the very best. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you, Bhargav. All those who wish to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. We'll take the next question from Arnav Sakhuja. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my question. So, my first question is, could you give us an update on the oleochemical segment which we were looking to enter?
Hi, Arnav. This is Krishna Rana.
Hi.
Oleochemicals, recently we have just started the sales of those products, okay? And we are going through a CDMO process right now where we are, buying and based on a, because we've researched on oleochemicals since 2 years now. So we are getting the product manufactured from a contract manufacturer and selling it in the market. So our first sale has started from this month, that is from the month of April. So you will see sizable revenue in this year from the oleochemicals sales. Within next 1.5 year after our pilot sales testing in the market is over, we will be investing parallelly in building the plant for the capacities for oleo-based derivatives.
Right, thanks. So my next question is, given the crude price volatility that's been taking place since March when the war began, what are the few steps that we've taken as a company to mitigate some of the impact of this crude price volatility?
So, if you talk about our industry, plastic, if you see PVC as a polymer has been extremely volatile since last year. But the volatility was much higher in March and April. So you must have seen a sudden spike in the prices of PVC and there was a sudden downfall in the PVC prices, right? The similar story has not happened to the chemical side. right? Where the raw material cost, which were dependent on the crude oil prices, or the volatility in the currency fluctuations, there was a gap of supplies and by the vendors. So the chemical prices have not shortened. In March, we had procured quite a lot of raw materials. I think we built a higher inventory than the normal levels, which we were covered until May end. And slowly we were buying for June. So looking at the demand and the market conditions. So what we feel is that the mar when the raw material prices, whatever we are able to pass on to the customers, it is quite in line to maintain our margin. So we are able to pass it on, and we are not building too much of inventory this quarter. I hope I
Okay,
have answered
sure.
your question.
Okay, sure. Thanks for answering my questions and congrats on a strong set of numbers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Arnav. We'll take the next question from Anup Sharma. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, what's the mix of CPVC and value-added products in the revenue versus PVC products? And how will the value-added product mix change in coming years?
Thank you. Thank you, Anup. Very good afternoon. With respect to the product mix, as you know that, we are a extremely R&D run company, and we wish to come out with new innovative products so that we are there in the market and horizontally expanded ourselves in terms of having present in all the polymer all the polymers that are there in the entire polymer family. If you see when we started in 2016, probably for 8 9 years we only ran the PVC side of the story. Then last 2 years have been good in terms of changing the dynamics, in terms of being present in the CPVC side of the story. We got into oleochemicals, which is another role play for us, which might give us a good leverage in the market, as there are not many players into this sector. So we've developed products for other polymers with apart from PVC and CPVC, which are LLDPE, LDPE, HDPE, PET. So that tomorrow, in future, looking at the volatility in one polymer, if the business is down, then other polymer is there to support. So this entire year, if you see, we have done a growth in terms of our numbers, and the volumes is only because we were present in also CPVC. So CPVC supported volatility of PVC, right? So our sales in terms of PVC was little bit lower than last year, but CPVC supported this. Oleochemicals will further support this. So the growth that we are talking about in terms of maintaining the future levels is always going to be on a higher side in terms of the product mix. Looking at the margins, value addition, yes, we are entering in such a space that the competition is too less, and the research on the products is very, very heavy. Like oleochemicals is our, we started the sales in this month, but this month we started sales because of the research that we did for past 2 years. And that's why we could understand the market, the product, and start the sales in the domestic market. So it is, of course, the value-added products is going to support the future of the company in terms of having a great product mix to sustain in the market for the longer run.
Yes, Anup.
My next question is, what's the status of the new plant, and what are the capacities, and what are current utilization rates?
So our this unit two installed capacity will be around 60,000 ton. And unit one will be around 25,000 tons. And in Egypt, we are putting up the similar capex and with similar facility around 60,000 tons, metric ton per annum.
Sir, and my next question is, what is the plan with Egypt?
The plant is going to commence production in Q3 FY27.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Anu. I would request the participants who wish to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. Bhargav, you can ask your follow-up question if you want.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Bhargav, yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, is it possible to share what is the revenue from CPVC in FY26?
So it is around 110 crore out of 450 crores.
And is it fair to say that the exit run rate maybe in the month of March could be upwards of 13, 15 crores, 13 or 15 odd crores?
March में CPC से 13 ही है.
Sorry?
Yes, it
March
is.
or
It
April?
ranges from 10 to 15 crore on monthly basis.
On a monthly basis. So, obviously, the gross margins in CPVC is lower as compared to the overall portfolio. But as we ramp up this, can we presume a scenario where gross margins will be similar to our blended average, or it will take some time?
Just to Bhargav, this is Krishna.
Yes, sir.
Krishna here. If we look at the gross margins in CPVC business, when we started 2 years ago, we were sitting on a gross margin of almost 6 to 7%.
Yes.
Today, by the changing the changing in the formulations and having the tweak of the different kind of raw materials, we were able to achieve because see, there are majority of the additives that are used in the CPVC formulations is manufactured by us. Okay, so
Yes.
over there we don't have to buy in higher pricing from the market, so we could able to achieve a target of 18 to 20% in this. This might further go up by 20-22% since it's a commodity. Because when you compare PVC and CPVC, PVC we are there in the entire pipe formulation only 3%, but if you go to CPVC, we are there 25% in their formulation.
Sure.
So this is more of a commodity product, but this will give us a better revenue and sizable gross margins.
Okay, understood. And on this oleochemicals, when do you expect this to contribute meaningfully to our revenues? Maybe in the next 2, 3 years?
Our revenue with oleo has already started from the month of April.
Yeah, so when can it be meaningful in terms of revenue contribution?
From this year,
Oleo this year, it's this year we are targeting somewhere around
50,
55 to 60 crores in oleochemicals.
Okay.
Yes,
And
so
then
we are almost reaching that run rate by the second quarter.
okay. And post that, we'll set up our own manufacturing unit.
Parallelly, we are setting up. We already started the design and everything. So we are setting up the plant, and I think in next 1.5 year we will be ready with our capacities for oleo-based derivatives.
And so in the presentation, I read somewhere that you're looking to expand in Europe and US as well in terms of manufacturing footprint. Is that correct, or I?
So we always look out for the better opportunity when the time permit and when the setting a plant makes sense. We will definitely look at
We
this.
are studying. We are studying the US markets right now. Yeah.
So, but we are not ruling out any option as of now.
Okay, so as of now, there's no CapEx plan, right, for the
No.
Europe or US
No. No.
manufacturing.
No.
Okay. But the sales will happen from the Egypt facilities, what you are highlighting.
Yes.
Yes, from Q3. Yes.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bhargav. Sir, we'll take a question from the chat. It's from Sagar Salot. He's asking, hi, when can we expect life sciences division contributing to the top line?
This year itself.
Okay, sir. We'll take the next question from Surbhi Agarwal. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. This is Surbhi here. Can you throw some light on reasons for jump in employee costs and other expenses? And what senior levels hiring has happened? And can you tell me the strategy growth in different business verticals?
So in FY25, we were having only one plant, and this year we set up a new facility which commenced the production of CPVC also. So in FY25 we were having employee around 720. Now it jumped to 750, and in April it jumped to 770 odd. And apart from that, in order to stabilize the operation and strengthen the management, we hired senior management level employee also. So this has led to increase in the employee cost. But if you see as a percentage of sales, so it has increased only by 1%. So, and apart from that, there is a normal increment also during the year. So once the sale, once we achieve the sale of from the new facility on fully optimal basis, the employee cost as a percentage of sale will come down from FY25 level.
Hello, sir. One more question is there. What is the competitive landscape for you in CPVC in Indian market, and what is the target for the Egypt plant? And will you just focus on PVC or CPVC and other products? Can you let me know about it?
Surbhi ji, may I ask you to repeat the question, please?
Surbhi, you are on mute.
Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir. So I was asking, what is the competitive landscape for you in CPVC in India, and what is the target market for Egypt plant? And what will the Egypt plant focus on? PVC or CPVC or other products?
So the India plant is going to be focusing on multiple product portfolio. As I said that, we are getting into bigger space and larger product mix portfolio. But looking at the landscape of CPVC, I cannot really give you a number, but I can explain you basically the scenario of the CPVC in India. CPVC in India, the CPVC pipes in India were manufactured by using a compound. Okay, it's a direct compound. The companies who were supplying these compounds were companies like Lubrizol, which is a Warren Buffett company. Sekisui is one company which is from Japan. HEC, which is from Korea. So these companies were selling compounds. So what the pipe manufacturers used to do, they used to buy these compound, put it in the machine, and directly make pipe. Right? There is no self-compounding where they make products like PVC pipe. So over here, there was a bigger challenge in terms of making a quality product, because quality was dependent on the supplier, the price was dependent on the supplier, the production capacity was dependent on the supplier, because if supplier could give less material, then they could make less number of pipes. If supplier gave more material, they could make more number of pipes. So they were unable to plan their sales strategy also. We saw all these problems and we thought that, India was coming up with a capacity of manufacturing CPVC resin, like companies like Lubrizol. They tied up with Aditya Birla Group and they are going to start selling CPVC resin, only the plastic and not the entire compound. DCW. Then there is the Reliance, which is planning to come in. There's a company called Make Money Organics, which is Epigrel. All these companies, they started coming up with the capacity of manufacturing resin, and we are the ones who are supplying the additives part of it. So today, if you see last year, that is 2024, 240,000 tons of CPVC pipes were produced in India, out of which 85% of the pipes were produced from using a direct compound. Only 15% were made from the self-compounding, which were companies like Astral and others. So these 85%, where the companies were using a कंपाउंड इज अवर मार्केट शेयर. सो ये 85% का हमारा, अगर एडिटिव 25% गिनते हो, सो 50,000 टू 55,000 टन्स इज द मार्केट करेंटली फॉर अस एज पर द 2024 नंबर्स. वी सी दैट इंडिया विल स्टार्ट प्रोड्यूसिंग 240,000 टू 5 लाख टन्स वेरी सून इन द नेक्स्ट 2 to 3 years, बिकॉज ऑफ द रैम्पिंग कैपेसिटीज इन द पीवीसी सीपीवीसी रेजिन प्रोडक्शन. वॉट वी फील दैट for us, again, the market for these CPVC additives might be from 50,000 to 1 lakh ton. So this is where our entire growth lies. We were able to convert two big major players in India. One is Supreme Industries and one is Prince pipe and fittings where they are buying from us, and now we are getting into the smaller manufacturers. So we've got the confidence of bigger manufacturers where they have authenticated a product. We are also NSF approved, which is an American standard, and this is where we are trying to change the scenario in the CPVC business. So of course the India plant is going to be focusing more on the CPVC PVC part of the story and the oleochemicals, wherein Egypt is going to be focusing more on CPVC, which will be selling, which we will be selling to the American markets, the North of America and South of America. We will be having stearates that are metallic soaps, which are used for the petrochemical companies, and the stabilizers in Egypt. So our major product in terms of quantity will be stabilizers, supported by CPVC and metallic soaps. I hope I have answered your question.
Yes, sir. One more question. Can you let me know what new product categories will be as big as compared to your next product or existing product?
So today, as I explained earlier also, that we are today present in PVC and CPVC space. In oleochemicals that we started, that is platinum oleochemicals, where we are targeting the entire polymer family. So LDPE, HDPE. So over here, our platinum oleochemicals will also be as big as the current company, okay, focusing on the domestic as well as the international markets.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from Disha Chordia. Please go ahead. Disha?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, Disha.
Yes, am I audible?
Yes, Disha.
Yes, thank you so much for this opportunity. So, sir, you mentioned, although we've seen some margin pressure coming in Q4, but you mentioned going ahead we'll be able to stabilize the margin. So here we're taking the base at 15%, right?
EBITDA margin 13 to 15%.
EBITDA margin is 13 to 15%, correct?
So that we expect to maintain for FY27, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay. And from the Egypt plant, sir, what is the optimum revenue potential of this plant at peak utilization?
So we are expecting a potential revenue around 300 CR over a period of 3 years. And at peak level, it may be around more than 600 crores.
Okay. And sir, just this Palghar facility, what sort of utilization did we achieve in FY26? And what is the ramp up that we're planning in FY27?
So we are in the process of putting up the capacity. So far, we have put up only facility for manufacturing CPVC. So once we install the remaining facility, then we will be in position to answer the question. Otherwise, CPVC is running at optimal level around 70 to 80%.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you, Disha. We'll take the next question from Dakshita Mishra. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So my question was, what would be the key drivers for the strong revenue growth in Q4, and how much of this was contributed by volumes and realization?
CPVC, thank you so much for the question, Dakshita ji. The CPVC business has contributed to a larger revenue share in FY 26. And if you talk about the quantum, I think 30% of our revenue has come from the CPVC business and 70% is from the PVC business.
So
Okay, sir.
major jump in Q4 is from CPVC sale also, apart from lead-free products.
Okay. So as you are guiding for 40% growth in FY27, which businesses will help this growth? And also, what kind of utilization levels are you looking at in your new plant? And
Considering,
how much of this growth is dependent on Egypt?
so this year we are mainly looking at the Indian facility. So, and from Egypt facility, as we told, 10% of the revenue will come from the Egypt facility, remaining will come from the Indian facility. So most of the growth will come from CPVC and lead-free products.
Okay, sir. And one last question. In the last 3 to 5 years, although inclusive potential turnover from India and Egypt, it's including oleochemicals.
Yes, we have estimated, oleo into our projection. So
And what kind? Yeah, sorry.
we are targeting a, CAGR around 35% over the next 3 years.
Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question, next follow-up question from Bhargav Buddhadev. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, sir, for Egypt, what could be the break-even levels? At what utilization can we break even?
So around 32 to 35% is decent enough to break in the.
And given that this is a lead-based facility for PVC, and given that there are lots of benefits also which are being offered, is it fair to say that gross margins here would be higher compared to India? And initially, we would be planning to sell more in Egypt and then maybe in other countries?
So it will be 50-50 as of now. We are expecting from 50% from Egypt, from domestic market of Egypt, and rest from the global market.
Okay. And in terms of gross margins, would it be higher versus India on a like-to-like basis, product to product?
It is at least at the same level of India, but it will be definitely higher than the Indian markets.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bhargav. Anybody who wishes to ask a question, please use the option of raise hand. Krishna sir, since there are no further questions, would you like to give any closing comments?
No, I would wish everybody thank you so much for attending this call, and giving a support to Platinum is it really means a lot. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you to the management team, and thank you to all the participants for joining on this call. This brings us to the end of this conference call. Thank you.